This podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Kaylee, we've arrived at a point. Let's talk career crossroads. Yes. We might be in your 50s. Perhaps some people are, and they've got this journey ahead of them. They could go left, they could go right, or they could go straight through the intersection.
And the important thing is to not worry about it. Think of the positives. And for the first time in your career, you may actually have options.
Yeah.
You now have experiences under your belt, connections in the industry, and a work history that reflects your talents. The next decision is different than your first career decision because there is usually more at stake financially if you find yourself at a career crossroad in your 50s. Mm. If you jump on the wrong train without forethought or because you're anxious, you waste time, or worse, you end up somewhere that's difficult to find your way back from.
Jane Jackson has a new book out, Navigating Career Crossroads. Good evening, Jane.
Hello, Nick and Kaylee.
So what's the art when it comes to navigating career crossroads? Because I reckon we all have them, probably many of them, across a working life of perhaps 40, 50, 60 years.
Well, so many people tend to have about 10 to 12 career crossroads.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, because in the old days, you used to think about having a job for life. But because of organizational change and the way that so many organizations are now with mergers and acquisitions, downsizing, offshoring, outsourcing, no job is 100% secure. So there'll be times when there may be a redundancy, or maybe you've just had enough and you want to move on. But if you're in your 50s and you're thinking about switching careers, then there's plenty to consider because you're not at the phase where you're brand new and you think, oh, this is so exciting, I'm just starting my career. You've got a lot of years under your belt and a lot of good experience too. And maybe by 50, you might be thinking, oh, I want to try something new.
Some folks get a bit excited about redundancy. They seem to focus on the fact that it's an easy way to just get some cash, a bit of sit-down money. They might get paid out. But what's it do for your headspace? Bit of a blow, I would have thought.
Oh, it's a huge blow. Most of my clients that I work with have gone through a redundancy. And even though they might have quite a good payout, most of them start to be a little bit lost in the mist a bit because they're so used to having a routine. They've got their career ahead of them and they've got their weeks and days planned out. But the thing with a redundancy is that it's not your choice. It's a business decision and someone tells you, oh, you don't have a role anymore or your role has been made redundant. And so you might not feel ready to make that change. And I find that a lot of people feel a little bit insecure and they lose confidence as a result of the redundancy.
So how do you advise your clients, Jane, if they find themselves in that situation? You're in your 50s. We all hear the stats that it's very, or can be very difficult to get a job when you're in your 50s. How do you help your clients to go forward?
Well, the first thing that I do is to find out exactly what phase they're in their life, how secure they are financially, because, you know, some may have some savings put away, plus they've got their redundancy package there. But I always advise them not to think of their redundancy package as something to keep spending. It would be really good if you could secure the next role and have that package as a bonus. Mm. But the thing is that when you're in your 50s, so many of my clients say to me, am I too old to be hired? And, you know, like, am I one of the greys? In fact, one of my clients, he was 52 when he came to me. It was about 12 years ago. And he goes, Jane, I'm one of the greys. I'll never get another job. And I said, well, with that sort of attitude, no, you won't. It really is to do with your mindset because you're really as old as you feel. And I'm nearly 60 now, and I'm loving working. And I run my own business, of course, but every day there's something to learn. And I think when you're in your 50s, the most important thing is to think about, okay, am I up to speed with the latest methodologies, the latest technologies, the way things are done? And if you're not, to make sure that you keep upskilling and ensure that you are 100% up to speed.
Is it logical, do you think, when someone's into their 50s and they've got to reinvent themselves in the workplace that they could generally go into management?
If they've got management experience, they may have worked into a supervisory role and they've got lots of experience behind them. And one of the good things is as you get more mature, you find that you've had to communicate with lots of different stakeholders over the years. You've probably developed a little bit more patience as well. And with a bit of luck, you also listen. And one of the things with leadership is the ability to be able to listen to understand rather than listen to respond. Mm. And so if you're able to impart the years of experience and also have kept up to speed with the way leadership has moved forward over the years, there's no reason why you can't be in a supervisory or a management type role if you've been given leadership opportunities in the past.
Yeah, you've raised a couple of good points there. I read an article today by a guy who is speaking about what you just touched on, that he is very aware when he's listening to somebody how they are preparing a comeback already. So they're spending, they're too intent on preparing themselves for what they want to say next, and in doing so, completely miss the point that's being put across to them. You've got to be a good listener to be a decent manager, don't you?
Oh, you have to. You have to, because otherwise, how do you know what your team are feeling? The thing with leadership is that so often you think, okay, I'm going to tell people what to do, but that's not leadership. That's management. Leadership is inspiring others, being able to communicate with them, to lead by example, and also to light the fire underneath your team so that they, you know, like they want to achieve as a team rather than just for themselves as well. Some of the best leaders have really spent time sitting, getting to know their people really well, understanding what really makes them tick. And certainly, even for me, the best managers I've had were the ones who could have a conversation with me. And there was one, actually she was in Singapore, she was fantastic. Every time I'd knock on the door, this was many years ago, what she would do, she'd look up, she'd go, ah, Jane, yes. And she'd turn off her computer or turn away from her computer and just sit and look at me in the eye and go, what's going on in your world? Mm. And I felt important. And that makes all the difference with leaders, good leaders.
Is it realistic to expect to land your dream position midlife if you found yourself retrenched?
It depends on what you really want and what your dream position is. If you know what your values are, what your skills and knowledge are, what your transferable skills are, and you've done an analysis as to, you know, what really makes your heart sing and the environment that you prefer to be in, then you can conduct a targeted job search to find the right environment. And there's no reason why in your 50s you can't either find your dream job or create your dream job. What I do is I work with my clients to make sure that they create their dream job.
Does it matter if you take a job because it pays well, or should you align yourself with a company that will help you become a better person and shape your career advancements?
It depends on what your values are. If money is your top value, then go for the money. Mm. But if really making a difference in the world or being or working within an environment where you're with like-minded individuals, then obviously the culture will make a big difference. So it depends on what's most important to you. And some people, you know, what they want to do is amass great wealth, then okay, go and chase the money. But if you're looking, and usually what happens is by the age of 50, in fact, it really happens from 40 onwards, people start to think, in my role, I want it to mean more, because you don't want to be looking back in your career, say you're lying there at the age of 90, looking back in your career thinking, well, big deal. You know, what did I really achieve? Mm. Most of my clients now, especially those, you know, mid-career changes, they want something that's going to leave a legacy, something that they feel they're actually contributing to the community and somehow making a difference.
Great to talk. Jane Jackson has a book out called Navigating Career Crossroads. Thanks for your time tonight, Jane.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to talk to you.